We're live at Fanfare 2002, and good day to Rhett Akins.
How you doing?
I was going to say good morning, but see, we're actually taping this in the morning, but we're going to play it back in the afternoon.
Well, good, because I wouldn't be up if it was morning. Probably we wouldn't be doing this interview if it was really morning.
We're at the Wild Horse Saloon. Had a lot of people in your autograph line today.
Yeah, man, that's, you know, Fanfare. It never ceases to amaze me how people flock. You know, they come from all over the world nowadays. You know, but. And a lot of times it's people that you've seen last week in California, yeah, and they flew all the way to Nashville to stand in line to see you again. Or it's people that you haven't seen in 5 years, and they come up and bring a picture of you. I mean, I look like a baby. Yeah. They're like, well, yeah, we saw you at some little fair.
You still look like a baby.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They say, you know, we saw you at some fair up in North Dakota like 5 years ago, or this is a picture we took of you when you were with Reba like in 95. And I can't believe people hang on to these pictures, you know, and they're in like, they look like they just took them yesterday. They're in great shape. So it's cool to come and sign and see all the people and know that everybody still cares about you.
This is a real special time for country music fans to come to Nashville, and no other music format does this.
I don't think you'll see Madonna sitting in a booth and signing autographs for hours, or, you know, or Aerosmith, or, you know, or all those rock and roll bands and rap groups. I don't think they sit around and they don't have a whole weekend, or they don't even have a day, you know, where they do stuff like this. And I think that's why how many people you think will be in town this week? 40,000, 50,000 people?
Yeah, there'll be at least that many, but, you know, and half of them will buy tickets to Fanfare, but the other half, there's so many other things going on besides Fanfare. Are you doing a party?
Yeah, I got a fan club party today, in fact. It's my fifth annual Retneck fan club party, and then going to be playing at the Opry Mills Mall here at the Bluegrass Showcase over there for a Webb Pierce tribute, and our record label's doing a concert over there on Sunday, and I'll be hanging out all day Saturday signing at, like, CMT, Country Weekly, GAC, all the different booths around. And then in the middle of it, we thought we'd go to Wisconsin and do a concert. We're going to do that tomorrow night.
So you go to Wisconsin, then you come back.
Gee whiz. Yeah, and I guarantee you, there'll be people that we see in Wisconsin that'll probably be here Saturday and Sunday. Yeah.
And for those of you just tuned in, Rhett Akins is our guest, and Rhett just finished playing a set at the Cadillac Ranch from our star party 3 months ago.
That was awesome. We got you up on stage and sang, "You don't have to call me darling."
Darling.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody that hung out. That was a Tuesday night, I believe, and I didn't get on stage till about midnight. And I know people had
quarter till midnight, and we turned the lights on at 1, and you were still going.
Yeah, I knew people had to go to work and stuff like that, so I appreciate everybody that hung out and stayed with us that night.
It was funny because people were saying, "What song?" You were saying, like, "What song you want to hear?" And people were just hollering out songs. You know everything.
I know them all, man. I used to do that, you know, before I came to Nashville. I sat on a bar stool at the Holiday Inn and the lounges around my hometown, and you had to know everything, you know, because people, they'd pass money up or, you know, send it up on a napkin, and you'd have to know it. And so, you know, I just grew up, so somehow I couldn't memorize, you know, math problems or my English test or spelling words, but I could memorize a song, man, in one listen.
How many times have you done Proud Mary in your career?
Oh, God. The major songs you have to know. You got to know Margaritaville.
Freebird.
Sweet Home Alabama. And there's probably Gimme Three Steps. There's a certain slew of songs that if you get in a jam, you know, if you're not doing too good or people's leaving, just hang on a minute. I got Margaritaville coming. <Yeah.
laughs> Just be glad you're not a drummer and have to play Wipeout every night.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been in bands where you had to play it.
Why do people think Wipeout is such a great song for drummers to play? Drummers hate to play that song.
I guess because, you know, man, it sounds like you're really doing a lot. You're really not playing that much. It's like people, you know, they sit around. People that can't play guitar, they think I'm awesome. Well, they think I'm Jimi Hendrix, man. I'm wearing it out, and they don't realize that I can't play but like three chords. But they're like, "I read that boy, he can play guitar. He can play it. Play that Sweet Home Alabama one more time."
Just like that George Clooney in that movie. George Clooney sure can't sing.
Yeah, I didn't know George could sing that good. Yeah.
Well, Rhett, I'm going to let you go and get to your fan club party.
Party, man. It's good to see y'all, and hopefully we can come up and play for y'all another time. And go Cats in the meantime.
Anytime, the door's always open.
See y'all.